Come in.
Oh, come in, Laurie. You mentioned on the phone something about an idea for a new show.
Yes, I bumped into John Pertwee last week.
Before you go any further, the days of one-star comic shows are over.
You mean we've got to find a team?
Exactly. Something good one, too.
Well, I was going to suggest that we use John as an actor, not as a comedian.
Yes. And put an actor like Dennis Price. Sort of bloke who can put over a good, believable, funny story.
Oh, Dennis would be absolutely wonderful.
Well, that's two. The rough and the polish, that balances. Now we want a third.
What about a plot? That'd be handy.
You know, I've had a feeling for quite a while now that the time's right for a services show.
Services show? Oh, I thought we'd had all that.
Oh, don't misunderstand me, Laurie. I mean a good storyline show about a service unit, not a string of service jokes.
Ah, that's better.
Now, what I want are absolutely believable stories about an army camp on...
Hang on. The army's been pretty well flogged. Why not the Air Force for a change?
Why the Air Force?
Well, I was in it for one thing.
Well, I was in the army.
That settles it then. We'll make it the Navy.
Bit tricky, you know. They don't allow women on board.
Well, it's their lookout. They shouldn't have joined in the first... Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Well, that's simple. We won't put them on board. We'll make it a shore station, say an island.
Just close enough to Portsmouth for the CNC to be able to keep an eye on them.
Yes. John Pertwee would be the chief petty officer.
In charge of the stores, or such stores as are left after he's got at them.
Dennis Price is the number one, of course, trying to keep his tabs on what's going on. What we need now is a sub-lieutenant.
Yes.
Preferably a sort of terribly keen and energetic Dedalus.
Leslie Phillips.
Marvellous. He's the most perfect dead loss in the business.
He's a wonderful guy, too. This could work, Laurie. Dennis Price, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips. Solid team. Well balanced. What about a title?
Oh, I hate finding titles. The Navy Shower.
Cheap and music hall-y.
Navy Life. Lot. Lark.
What was that?
The Navy Lark.
Not bad.
I'd settle for that.
So would I. Well, don't just sit there. Go and get writing the thing. The script is going to be the real star of this, and it's got to be good, interesting and funny.
And I just quit.
No, you didn't. What's today, Friday? I want the first Navy Lark on my desk on Wednesday morning, and I'll have Dennis Price, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips in the office to see how it sounds. Get writing, lad. Can I, lend you a pencil?
Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. We all have our cross to bear, and in the case of Commander Shaw, an inspecting officer at Naval HQ at Portsmouth, it's a corker. The constant thorn in his side is a detachment stationed on an island, which, unfortunately for him, is just out of telescope range of his office window. What makes that so maddening is that, although he can't see if they're up to something, he knows they are.
Commander Shaw here.
Commander Povey, small craft disposal officer, would like to see you at once, sir.
Oh, Crippin. What's old Thunderguts want now?
Beg pardon, sir?
I mean, did Commander Povey indicate the purpose of his visit at all?
No, old Thunderguts didn't say so.
Oh, pity. Ask him to come in, will you?
Oh, yes, sir.
I wonder what sort of a monumental clangor I've dropped this time.
Look here, Shaw. I can only suppose that the indent form you sent to my office was intended as some form of ill-conceived joke. I happen to treat my job as small craft disposal officer seriously, and was in two minds whether to send this ludicrous piece of nonsense to the CNC for him to take whatever action he felt necessary. However, I try to be a fair man. So I've reluctantly decided to see if you've some reasonable sort of explanation first.
Well,
Now, what have you got to say?
Good morning, Povey.
Oh, never mind good morning. What about the ridiculous answers on this indent form?
Well, I want a launch to take me over to the island detachment on Friday.
I see. Well, from the way you filled in my form, I'd never have known. Now, look at this one. Purpose for which craft is required.
What did I put?
It's too flaming far to swim.
Well, it is.
Oh. In subsection C, you've really excelled yourself.
Oh, what did I say?
Question, how long do you expect to be after leaving harbour? Answer, about 5'10" as usual.
Well, I can explain, I think.
I very much doubt it. But don't let me prevent you from trying.
Thanks. You see, I've been inspecting that island unit for years, and next Friday will be my last visit.
And what about it?
Well, if you found that years of being got at and dropped in it were at an end, you'd get hysterical too, old man.
Got at? Dropped in it? What are you talking about?
You don't know what that shower are like. If I'd given them half a chance, they'd have had me reduced to the ranks and serving on something waterlogged years ago.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. Anyone would think you were scared stiff of them.
I am.
I'm beginning to think it's just as well that next Friday will be the last time you'll be inspecting them. It's high time an officer who knew what he was doing went over there.
Possibly, but there's a snag.
What?
Well, he may know what he's doing when he goes there, but I'll lay 6-4 he won't by the time he gets back.
Yes, sir?
Would you mind finding this?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Oh, no, perhaps not. Hello. You're new here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I thought so. Nobody on this island has called me sir since the flood. I'm Sub-Lieutenant Phillips. Leslie Phillips.
Oh, really? I've heard a lot about you from the other end.
Oh, I say, have you really? Well, what did they say?
Watch him.
Well, that's terribly nice of them. I mean, fancy wanting to watch me. Oh, I see. By the way, there's one important thing I wanted to ask you.
It's Heather. Age 23, unmarried, but not desperate about it. Will that be all, sir?
For the time being. Except...
The 34, 22, 35.
Thank you very much. 34. Oh, no. I wasn't going to ask you that at all.
Oh, I see. Well, then I apologize.
Oh, not at all. And what was the first one again?
34.
34, thanks, yes. I just wanted to keep the book straight. I just wanted to...
Now, I think number one wants you, sir.
Thank heavens for that. Cool. Saved by the old butter.
Yeah, come in.
You buzzed, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I buzz. Ever since 8 o'clock, I've been buzzing. And what was the result, Mr. Phillips?
A worn-out buzzer, sir. I'm terribly sorry, sir. I just wasn't there all the time.
Let's be honest, Mr. Phillips, you're not all there any of the time.
No, I'm not, sir. But still, it can't be helped, I suppose. I mean, I'm so... Oh, I see. It's very funny, sir. You wanted to see me, sir?
Yeah, yes, Mr. Phillips. I've just received a signal from Portsmouth which suggests that Friday is to be an auspicious occasion. A parting of the ways, which will no doubt please you enormously.
Oh, really, sir? What time do you sail?
I don't, Mr. Phillips. Hard luck.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And now then, Friday is to be the last inspection we shall receive from Commander Shaw. He's being transferred elsewhere, I gather.
Oh, some people have all the luck.
It seems that Commander Shaw is particularly keen to take a pernickety butchers at all our transport.
Oh, Lord, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee won't like that at all, sir.
Then Chief Petty Officer Pertwee will have to lump it. Unfortunately, he never seems to have appreciated that the object of naval stores is to equip the service.
No, sir.
He seems to work under the illusion that he is in charge of a vast department store in which goods are always available to the highest bidder.
You know what beats me, sir? He never seems to get caught.
Nobody can say I haven't tried, Mr. Phillips. Unfortunately, he not only knows every trick in the book, he wrote it.
Oh. On Admiralty paper, sir?
Very probably, Mr. Phillips. In the circumstances, I feel it would be as well if I inspect the unit's transport before Commander Shaw does.
What a good idea, sir.
For one thing, I'd like to be certain we still have some.
Yes, I'll come to think of it, sir. I haven't seen any lately.
Neither have I. Whenever I've phoned the chief or a truck or a jeep, it's always collecting store, sir, or waiting spare, sir. Nothing on wheels is ever actually there.
Oh, no, sir, he let me have a bicycle, you know.
Really? What on earth did you want a bicycle for?
Well, I didn't actually, sir. When I asked for a truck, he explained to me what a wonderful exercise cycling is.
I see.
Did you know, sir, that 90% of the healthy people over 80 ride bicycles for at least an hour a day?
Oh.
And every time you push the pedal, sir, 64 muscles are galvanized into action.
Yeah, well, never mind, Mr. Phillips, I'm convinced.
You are, sir?
Yes, convinced I'd better go round to the stores at once. Otherwise, Commander Shaw is liable to be inspecting two nuts, a rusty spanner, and Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Stores closed, you've had it. Try again tomorrow.
It's Abel Seaman Johnson, sir.
I don't care if it's King Canute. Flutter off.
I've got a report here, sir.
Who said so?
Number one, Chief.
Well, if it's about his laundry, it's not back yet, and I've got three witnesses to prove he never sent any.
Oh, Chief, I'm your new assistant.
Your what?
I've got to help you in the stores.
That's where you're mistaken, my lad. In these stores, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee helps himself.
Oh, yes. The other lads in my hut told me about you, Chief.
Oh? What do they say?
Watch him.
Then remember it, my son. Remember it. Because horrible little sailors that upset Chief Petty Officer Pertwee have a funny habit of vanishing overnight. And what's more, they're never heard of again. Except in tiny bits. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
Don't mention it. Now then, Johnson. Look, seeing as you are here, I may as well give you a little job to do or something. Oh, no, look. Grab hold of all those brooms and brushes in the corner there, will you?
Aye, aye, Chief. Yeah.
Yeah, and sling them on the handcart and take them down to the town and leave them at number 53 in the High Street, right?
Oh, is that another naval store, Chief?
Well, I suppose you could say it was, yeah. It's the local ironmongers. I come to a slight arrangement with the owner, you know.
What sort of arrangement, Chief?
Well, if you must know, 5 bob each.
Blimey.
Look out, here comes number one. Watch it.
Ah, oh, good morning, Chief. You're getting careless, it seems.
Careless, sir? Me, sir?
Yes, sir. You, sir. The door was left open. As a rule, it needs 14 keys and a battering ram to get in here.
Oh, Abel Seaman Johnson must have left it open, sir.
Yeah, then I shall be more careful in future, Johnson, or you're liable to vanish overnight, never to be heard of again, except in tiny bits.
Aye, aye, sir.
Is there something I can get for you, sir?
There is, Chief.
Oh, sir.
Well, Johnson?
If it's about your laundry, sir, it's not back yet, and he's got three witnesses to...
Bounce up!
Right, Chief. Yes. It may interest you to know, Johnson, I'm not surprised about the laundry. I've been trying to get that particular lot back since 1953.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can promise you one thing, sir. When it does turn up, it'll be spotless.
Yes, sir, I should think. After all, it's been on the boil for 6 years up to now.
Well, I'll look into it at once, sir.
I doubt if you'll have time, Chief. You see, Commander Shaw is making his last inspection of this unit on Friday and has expressed an intention of concentrating on our transport.
Transport, sir?
That's right, Chief. In case it has escaped your memory, we used to have quite a bit of it running round the unit before you came.
Well, I've never seen any, sir.
Neither has anyone else, Johnson. Not for years.
Well, it's all here, sir. It's all here. Ah. Down to the last nut and bolt, it's all here.
Splendid. And in that case, I will inspect it at 0800 tomorrow morning, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll have them all lined up. 0800, sir.
Yes, Chief.
Well, 8 o'clock in the morning, sir.
As ever was, Chief. 0800.
Oh, sir. I mean, aye, aye, sir. Tell me. I shall look forward to it, sir.
So shall I, Chief. So shall I. Grand morning, isn't it?
Yeah, grand morning, isn't it? That's done it. We'll never be able to get them back in time.
What, Chief?
What, Chief? Well, the trucks and the jeeps, of course.
Ah.
Now, wait a minute. Let's think. Now, where are they? Three jeeps are delivering milk in Portsmouth. I know that. My brother's pulling his caravan with another, and... Then it's a 3-ton truck. Now, where's that? The 3-ton truck? What the heck's happened to the 3-tonner? Oh, no, quick, give me the blower.
Here. Number, please.
Hello, love. Look, give me Paul Bright 252, quick, will you?
Herbert Pertwee, removals and storage.
Nunkey, Johnson here. Look, I've got to have that van back, quick.
But you can't. It's loaded with furniture.
Then unload it.
But that'll take hours.
Not if you open the back and use the tipper, it won't.
But But they're antiques, Chauncey boy.
Good. A few more chips and bits of them won't notice.
But I can't...
Now, don't muck about, monkey. Get that truck back here for Drake's sake.
Good morning, sir. How did the inspection go, sir?
Surprisingly well, considering, Mr. Phillips.
Good show, sir.
There were one or two little novelties, of course.
Novelties, sir?
Yes. Empty milk bottles in several of the jeeps, and what looked like the remains of a harpsichord in the three-tonner.
Good gracious.
However, let us be grateful for small mercies. We have some transport.
Yes, sir.
All the same, I have a feeling that it is as well Commander Shaw gave us due warning of this inspection of his on Friday.
You do, sir?
Yes. Otherwise, I think he'd be inspecting an empty parade ground and receiving a short lecture from Chief Petty Officer Pertwee on the joys of cycling.
Yes, you're probably right, sir. You sometimes are.
Sometimes?
Always, sir.
Thank you.
Was it all there, sir?
Very nearly, Mr. Phillips. We appear to be one jeep missing.
A jeep, sir?
Yes, and what I don't quite understand is that for once I don't think the chief knows where it is either. When I pointed out that we'd only got 5 instead of 6, he seemed genuinely surprised.
Where is it? Where is it? That's what I want to know. Where is it? Who's had the pleasure? What snivelling son of a sea cook swiped that jeep?
Well, you can search me, chief.
I would if I thought you had it on you. When I find out who's had it, I'm going to give him a straight going over, I can tell you.
Are you sure you didn't lend it to someone?
Pertwee never lends things, Johnson. He hires out.
No, I didn't.
All the others, yes, but not that one. I'll keep it here for emergencies.
Well, I don't understand it.
Well, I do. I do. I hate to say it, but someone round here is dishonest.
Wait.
Yeah, you wouldn't credit it, would you? But, hey, wait a minute. Look, wait a minute. Look, it's not very likely. I wonder if the jetty guard had got it. Give me the blower.
Here you are. Oh.
Number, please.
Hello, love. Look, give me the jetty guard, will you?
1 minute, please, Chief.
Jetty guard is in. Who's at your end?
Chiefy Pertwee.
Dining gate.
Hold it. Now, look. Have you got a jeep down there? I lost one.
A jeep? Chief, of course not. Don't you remember?
Remember what?
When Ginger and I asked you for one, you told us that 90% of the healthy people over 80 rode bicycles. And every time you push a pedal...
All right. Never mind.
Hard luck, Chief.
Hard luck, nothing. Where is it? That's what I want to know. Where is it? Who's that, the perisher? The thieving hound.
What are you going to do?
Overtime, my son. Fortunately, a relative of mine happens to work in main stores at Portsmouth.
You've got relatives in all the right places, haven't you, Chief?
Yes, I have, and don't think it's been easy. It's taken a long time. Do you know what, Johnson?
What?
Do you know what? The first naval Pertwee was a powder monkey on the Victory. And we've been sort of building up the organisation ever since.
I see. Can this relative at main stores fiddle another jeep, then?
No, certainly not. We're up to strength already. However, it'll... Here. There's nothing to prevent him sending over a set of spare parts, so is there?
Spare parts?
Yeah, now let's see what we need. Wait, make a list. Write this down. Right?
Yeah.
Right, 4 wheels, 1 gearbox.
Yeah.
Write it down, come on.
Right.
Right, 2 seats, chassis, ooter, plugs.
Blimey, are you going to build one out of spare parts?
No, mate. I'm going to watch whilst you build it. Right, then. Ready? Right, brakes. We better have them. Starter. Oh. Box of assorted nuts.
Ready to cast off when you're ready, Commander Shaw, sir?
Oh, well, if we must, we must, I suppose. Cast off, coxswain.
Stop! Wait!
Oh, crippin'. As you were, coxswain. Old Thunderguts is trying to do the 4-minute mile.
Oh, sir. Oh, thank goodness I caught you. I was afraid I'd be too late.
Oh, what's the matter, Pody?
What's the matter? You haven't got a coxswain.
What are you talking about? Of course I have. What do you think he is? The Ancient Mariner?
But you haven't got a coxswain officially.
I don't want an official one. I've got him. He always takes me.
Am I to understand that you've never put in a request for crew members?
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact. I just pick him up on the pier and we push off.
Pick him up and push off? Good grief, Commander Shaw, are you mad? No, for heaven's sake, sign this form at once. I must have things shipshape in my office.
Very well. There you are.
Thank you, I'm much obliged.
Not at all. Is it all right for us to push off now?
No, oh, really, pick him up and push off. I don't know.
The coxswain.
Sir?
Push off, officially.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, blimey.
Keep going, Johnson, my son. Keep going. 16 more nuts and a wheel and you can have your breakfast.
I don't want breakfast. I want to go to bed.
You'll have your flaming breakfast and light it. Now then, hello. Here. Where's this bit going?
In my pocket, Chief.
Eh?
It's my cigarette case.
Oh, so it is. Oh, dear, all covered in axle grease like that. I didn't recognise it.
I never have believed that one man could build a Jeep out of spare parts in one night.
Frankly, Johnson, neither would I. So I took other precautions.
Oh, what?
Well, it so happens, you see, a relative of mine...
What, another one?
Yes. And what's more, he's practically new. He's in charge of Fleet Air Arm Control at Jersey. I sent him a signal suggesting he might like to send a Jeep up in an helicopter and point it in our direction.
You mean I spent the night building this blooming thing and you won't need it?
Well, of course I need it, you nit. I told you. The other's just a precaution.
Precaution against what?
In case you drop dead. Now, hurry up. I've only got a few hours.
I say, Heather.
Yes, sir?
Has number one been buzzing?
Not so far. Oh,
good. Commander Shaw can't have got here yet.
Where have you been?
Having a last look round to see if there was any sign of that missing Jeep.
Any luck?
Not so much as a backfire. When it does turn up, someone's going to cop it right between the ears. Nobody's supposed to use those Jeeps except the captain, number one, and myself. Oh. Oh, lummy.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing at all. I say, Heather...
Well?
Do you remember the first day you came here and I took you down to the pub for a drink and you let me walk you home?
Yes.
Well, how did we get to the pub to begin with?
Well, we drove there in a... Oh, no!
Oh, yes. I forgot it. That Jeep's still outside the pub. It must be parched. I mean, parked.
Well, what on earth are you going to do?
Nothing. Anything. Everything. I don't know. Yes, I do.
Where are you going?
I'm down to the pub for a Jeep.
What?
I mean, for a quick one. I've got to try and get that Jeep.
Main office.
Hello, Heather. Look, any message from Fleet Air Arm Control Jersey?
Yes, Chief. Your Uncle Sebastian Pertwee's compliments, and no, he can't fly a Jeep over for you.
Ah, the twister. He could if he wanted to. Never mind, love. Everything's under control now.
How did you know?
Eh? Oh, never mind. I'm not giving away trade secrets.
Get me CPO Pertwee, please, Heather.
He's on the phone now, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Good. Excuse me.
Hello, Heather?
Is that you, Chief?
Blimey, what's happened to your voice? You've gone all sexy.
Have I really, Chief?
Oh, blimey, it's you, sir.
It is, Chief. Good morning, sir. Yes. Now, how's the Jeep situation this morning?
All six present and correct, sir, and lined up on the parade ground.
Oh, splendid. I'm delighted to hear it.
Oh, yeah, there's just one thing, sir. I wouldn't touch the last one too much.
Not to touch it? Why not?
Well, the paint's still a bit wet, sir.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, sir, Abel Seaman Johnson's on sick parade.
Nothing serious, I trust?
No, sir, no. Just complete physical exhaustion.
You mean he had a rough night?
That is, sir. Yes.
Well, do the best you can, Chief. Commander Shaw should be here any time now, and as this is his last inspection, I'd like everything to go smoothly.
Aye, aye, sir.
Goodbye, Chief. Yeah, Heather.
Sir?
I don't seem to have seen any sign of Mr. Phillips this morning.
He's been popping in and out, sir.
Ah, that's Mr. Phillips, all right.
Main office. 1 minute. It's a jetty guard view, sir.
Hello? Number one here.
Jetty guard, sir. Inspection party aboard naval launch sighted, sir.
Thank you, Goldstein. Is the captain down there?
No, sir. I think he's fishing on the rocks.
He always is. Well, go and fetch him quickly, will you? He's supposed to be receiving Commander Shaw.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll get him right away. Oh, and, sir, would you tell Chief Pertwee not to worry about the Jeep, sir? It'll be all right, sir.
Very well. Now, double off and fetch the captain.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ah, there you are, Chief.
Ah, yes, sir. All transport present and correct, sir.
Splendid. Which is the Jeep which is moist?
Oh, that one over there, sir. Able Seaman Johnson has been tidying it up a bit.
Quite. The captain and Commander Shaw are on their way here, but I haven't seen any sign of Sub-Lieutenant Phillips this morning, have you?
No, sir, no.
Yeah, it's very odd. I can't... Good gracious, what on earth?
Oh, blimey. Another chief.
Sub-Lieutenant Jeep. Reporting, sir. Sir, for duty. Six jeeps, all present and correct, sir.
Simmer down, Mr. Phillips, or you'll blow up.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, blimey, we're rotting it now, sir.
One of us is chief. Inspection party approaching.
Why, what's the matter?
Try counting the jeeps, Mr. Phillips.
Well, counting them, sir. Why, certainly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Seven?
Seven.
I beg pardon, sir, and with due respect, sir. Eight.
Good grief, who dug that one up?
Able Seaman Goldstein reporting, sir. Jeep's all present and correct.
Where'd you get this jeep from?
Well, you said you were a jeep shaw chief, so I thought I'd help you out, and I borrowed this one from a farmer.
Gosh. I wish you hadn't borrowed it at muck spreading time.
Right, come on then, Goldstein. Shovel it up and get it out of here, can't you?
Stand fast, Chief. Leave it where it is.
Yeah, but the inspection, sir. We can't have that evil-looking pile of...
I'm afraid we shall have to, Chief. Here comes the inspection party.
Lord, what are we going to do, sir?
Hope Commander Shaw doesn't notice.
Well, if he's downwind, sir, he's bound to.
Then we shall all look forward to hearing your explanation, Mr. Phillips.
I see, yes, well, that's all right, then. It'll be very interesting, really, sir. My explanation, sir?
Parade, parade, shut!
Well, I don't care what you say. You can't beat live bait. Oh, we seem to be here, Commander Shaw.
Oh, do we? Oh, good show. Stand easy, Lieutenant Commander Stanton.
Stand easy, number one.
Sir, stand easy, Mr. Phillips.
Sir, stand easy, Chief.
Sir?
Go straight! Sir! Get your flaming hair cut!
Transport all present and correct, sir.
A good show. I say, that jeep's just a tiny bit shabby, isn't it?
Shabby, sir? Which one, sir?
Which one? That thing with all the cabbage leaves and, and what have you all over it?
That one, sir, yes. Well, I understand Sub-Lieutenant Phillips has an explanation, sir. You have, haven't you, Mr. Phillips?
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. I suppose
it's been on some exercise or other.
Well, not as far as I know, sir. We never have any exercises. Of course, all grueling, sir. Hour after hour.
What's that noise?
Noise, sir? It appears to be a helicopter, sir.
Hey? What? A helicopter where?
Up there, Chief. It seems to have got something slung underneath.
Something slung? Oh, blimey, another jeep. Mind your heads! Good grief!
Good gracious.
Goodbye.
Oh, Stoneley. And then there were nine.
Well, Chief?
Not very so, no. Give us a minute, will you? Give us a minute. A little demonstration of tactical delivery of jeeps, sir. Specially laid on for Commander Shaw's last inspection of the detachment. Sir.
Really? I say, that's absolutely first class.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yes, Chief, brilliant. Which reminds me, sir, may I say that we shall all miss your inspections. We're very sorry to see you go.
Yes, I imagine you may be, actually. On my way over, I received a signal telling me that my successor had been appointed.
Really, sir? Do we know him?
You do? Commander Povey.
Oh, dear.
Oh, blimey, not old Thundercuts.
That's right. He's a stickler for forms and figure work, so you'd better get those jeeps sorted out.
Sorted out, sir?
Yes, hadn't you noticed? The wet one, the filthy one, and the one that just dropped on us from a great height have all got the same number painted on them.
What? Oh, well, so they have. Well, wait a minute, sir. I can explain, sir. I can explain. Look, sir. Through a chain of highly unlikely but completely convincing coincidences, sir. Two sets in the paint shop, sir. Were working...
Scrubby, Chief. And in future, no jeeps are to be used without my written authority. Is that completely understood?
Yes, sir, but you can't. I mean, you've got to be able to get about. I mean, to say, sir, if you want to get about, you can't.
Yes, I can, Chief. There are plenty of bicycles.
Bicycles?
Yes, Chief. Now, did you know that 90% of the healthy people over 80 ride bicycles for at least an hour a day, and
every time you push the pedal, 64 muscles are galvanized into...
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, and Heather was Heather Chasen. Commander Shaw was Michael Bates. Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and Uncle Sebastian...